And we return 33 minutes past 1 o'clock. It is today's topical currents. Joseph Cooper, along with Bonnie Berman. Well, we have chef, author, and syndicated columnist with us now. As usual, each Thursday, Linda is here over the past 16 years, I believe. In fact, during her and Fred's 16-year tenure on our program, we've had an annual Super Bowl party edition of Food and Dining, right, Linda?
Absolutely. We wouldn't miss Super Bowl.
Well, this year is no exception. Of course, Linda hails from New England, Patriot Land, so she has a special feel for this Super Bowl.
How could you tell?
Linda, we hope the big game won't wind up being too deflating at your party.
I knew you were going to say that.
Hey, a cheap joke.
Boo. No comment necessary.
No comment.
Paul Leary, also from New England.
All right, Paul.
Paul's a big football fan.
Okay.
Right, Paul?
Go Pats.
Okay, big game this weekend. What's the best part of the game? I mean, besides the game, right? What is it?
I guess it must be the food.
Hello. Yes, it's the food. Super Bowl ranks second in food consumption, just behind Thanksgiving, which is a major food day. Okay, so we've got your game food plan today. Chef Todd Erickson is from Haven Restaurant in Wawa Taqueria. He has some food tips for us, so welcome, Todd Erickson.
Thank you, Linda. I'm happy to be here.
We're very happy to have you. He brought food for us. And to go with the food, Miami Herald and Miami.com food editor Evan Benn has some beer ideas. So welcome, Evan.
Thanks a lot.
Great to have you with us.
It's great to be here. You know, Fred and I are in a fight. I don't know if he knows it, but in his column that's running in Saturday's Miami Herald, he calls beer wimpy and says that it's the inferior choice for the Super Bowl, that you should go with wine, and I strongly disagree with
Fred's,
that.
Fred's going to be drinking white wine.
Fred.
I'm here.
Fred Tasker. Fred is our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. And you could read his wine suggestion for my Dinner Minutes column that's in today's Miami Herald. And his wine column is now on Saturday, as Evan just said. Fred, I don't even want to know about what we're drinking, I think, today.
Well, actually, I'm also rooting for the Seahawks, so I'm probably in a fight with you, too.
Oh, this is your happy day, Fred.
The Seahawks and good wine. Hearty, manly wine.
Okay. Well, we'd love to also hear from you.
Controversy.
We'd love to hear from you, our listeners. What's your favorite Super Bowl food or beer or wine? Call us with your questions or suggestions. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
Or radio at WLRN.org.
Okay. So, fact. Just a little fact here. Statistic. 2014, 1.25 billion chicken wings were consumed as part of the Super Bowl. But we're going to have some other ideas if you're going to be not the chicken wing person. Todd Erickson, everybody's watching the game. Nobody wants to be in the kitchen. We want to have fun, but we want to eat. So give us some tips.
Wow. Well, you know, it's all about personal taste, but I know a lot of people don't want to be in the kitchen because they do want to be on the couch watching the game. And there's a lot of stuff that you can do in advance to ease the preparation during the Super Bowl, the big game itself. Tacos are great for any occasion. We're going to talk about tacos later.
I was wondering if you're going to get to the tacos. You can talk
but,
about them.
Yeah, I mean, having the meat and you know, like your shredded chicken or your carnitas in crock pots, that's a great way for people to serve themselves and, you know, have all the different toppings. And that's a great way to put it together at the last minute. And you can do all the braising ahead of time and all the chopping and all that just sits in the refrigerator. And then it's time for it to come out. You're ready to go. Easy cleanup, too. Another great thing is to do like your favorite versions of sandwiches in egg roll wrappers. So you can wrap these things early in advance. Like you can do Reuben egg rolls. You can do Cuban sandwich egg rolls. And you can make those, you know, 2 to 3 days in advance and then just fry them right before you're ready to serve them. And that's really easy to do, and, you know, complimentary dipping sauces like Russian dressing for the Reuben and whatnot. Those are really great. And those wings still reign supreme. 1.25 billion wings. That's a lot of legless chickens.
Okay, so we're going to get to Evan with the beer in a minute, but you brought us some food, tacos to taste.
Indeed he has.
So tell him what it is so Evan can tell us what we're going to drink with it.
Okay, so Evan and I are doing a beer and taco conference at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival this year, next month. And one of the tacos that I'll be featuring is this taco that I brought here with me. And it is a chorizo and roasted calabaza taco with tequila braised fig salsa, goat cheese, and a little bit of cilantro.
It is just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. First of all, the chorizo is not a normal chorizo. This is really a meaty, delicious. It's not too hot and spicy.
No, it's not.
And the fig, it's sort of a little bit of sweet, but you don't notice it in the taco.
Yeah, it's a nice mix because there's red onion and there's diced jicama in there as well. And
that's what the crunch is.
That's the crunch. Yeah, it's kind of like
jicama.
Jicama is it's kind of a root vegetable. It's a rhizome that resembles kind of like a potato-y apple. If you can imagine the two of those together, that's really the kind of flavor that you have with
You see it in the supermarket. It's sort of flat and round.
Oh.
And you
so
peel it.
J-I-C.
Yes, J-I-C-A-M-A. Yeah. Yes, now you know. Okay.
I've seen it.
It looks like a leathery radish. You know, it's a large kind of root.
But what I like to do with it is... You know, peel it, and it's great for crudités because you can make it a day ahead. It's not going to turn black or soggy or anything. Cut them into little sticks and use them for dips and all,
Absolutely.
It's crunchy and delicious. The Mexicans just love to just slice it and put some lemon juice on it and eat it for a snack.
Yeah, chili powder and lime and just jicama sticks is a great snack. Okay. Really healthy, too.
Evan, we're getting thirsty here.
With that taco and the seminar that Todd and I are doing on February 21st at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival, I'm pairing that one with a local beer. It's called Stiltsville Pilsner, and it's from Concrete Beach Brewing Company, which is opening up pretty soon in Wynwood. And it's actually owned by the Boston Beer Company, which makes Sam Adams, which is a good beer to drink for the for Patriots fans. But the Stiltsville Pilsner, which you can find in six packs on store shelves down here, Winn-Dixie, Publix, Total Wine, It's a really refreshing beer. It has just a little bit of tropical, citrusy hops, but not the real kind of bitter kind. So that will go great with Taj Chorizo and Calabaza Taco.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, please.
Living up here in Michigan, I've been getting into craft beer that is really hoppy. Do you have a food suggestion for beers of that type?
Well, it's funny you should say that, Fred, because my suggested pick for the Super Bowl is a beer from Michigan, from Founders Brewing Company. It's an IPA, but it's a so-called session IPA. So it's a little bit lower in alcohol than your typical 6-7% alcohol by volume India Pale Ale. And it's called Founders All Day IPA. All day, kind of a wink-wink reference to the fact that you can drink several of them in a day and not get... palate or liver fatigued.
Yeah, I know.
Well, whatever.
You drink it all day up here.
As long as you're near a bathroom.
it's something like 4.2, I think, alcohol by volume. So that's the equivalent roughly of like a Bud Light. So you get refreshment, but not schnockered.
The cliche is that you don't really buy beer, you only rent it.
So, Evan, I want to ask you, because Todd and I were talking about this before the show, that beer has suddenly exploded on the scene. And I know that you write for Esquire, Business Week, Beer Advocate, all about beer. How did you get so interested in beer?
Well, it's a national thing for sure. And I got my interest in it from living in St. Louis for 4 years, which is really a historical beer town. But now coming to Miami and living here previously, but it's just awesome to see where the beer scene is growing. We have two breweries opening, production breweries in Wynwood, and one more, this Concrete Beach, on the way. Two just opened in Doral around the corner from the Miami Herald, MIA Brewing Company and Biscayne Bay Brewing Company. And, you know, there's Miami Brewing Company down in Homestead. There's Funky Buddha up in Oakland Park. So it's really just a terrific time for craft beer in Miami and beyond.
Oh, that's amazing. So let's go back to the tacos for a minute. I noticed, Todd Erickson, on your tacos that you had the corn tortillas are just delicious. I don't get that chemical flavor and all. What is happening with that? I mean, the ones I buy in the stores, the corn tortillas are just too heavy.
Well, Wawa's is a small taqueria, so we don't have the capability of making the masa tortillas in-house, but we worked very closely with a company here in Doral, and they were very happy to make our tortillas for us for by our specifications. And it's basically just masa and water and a hot tortilla press. So just really simple ingredients, really quality ingredients, give you really good results. And I think that's what you taste.
It makes such a huge difference. So is that available to the public, or where can we buy decent tortillas?
At Wawa's Taqueria.
Where else?
Oh, well, no, but can you buy just the tortillas on their own?
I'm not sure if Taco Mex sells to the public. That's something that I can get back to you on. I've never
right.
asked about that.
Yeah. Okay. And so what are some of your hints? What do you do, both Evan and Todd, you want to answer this. How do you time your food? I mean, you just put it out and sort of eat all the time, or if you're going to have a main course like a chili or something, how would you time it during the Super Bowl game?
Like I had said, I think putting out the lighter stuff and putting it out as a progression so you don't run out of food by the end of the game, around halftime is a good time to really, hit people with the big stuff, like unplug the crock pot out of the kitchen and plug it back in the dining room and really, put out the big stuff then, and then that tapers down, and then you can go for desserts in the fourth quarter.
Or you can wait till Tom Brady makes his first 4 touchdowns, and then you can go put out the food.
Or possibly his first interception.
Well, I remember last year I was serving out the desserts, and all of a sudden, I think it was last year, everyone came into the kitchen, and I said, "What happened? Where's the game?" There was some sort of a glitch, and the game was off the television for a little while. Do you remember that?
I remember that last year.
Or was it the year before?
I think it was the year before. The lights went out. Yeah,
the lights went out, and
that's right.
There was nothing. And so, thank heavens, I had plenty of food because then.
This year at halftime, you have to choose between eating and watching Katy Perry. So it's going to be a tough choice.
Well, we could do both. You think?
I guess you could.
Sounds like a good time for another beer.
Okay. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheim. We're going to take a short break here. And we're talking with Haven and Wawa restaurant chef Todd Erickson and Miami Herald food editor Evan Benn. We'll take a short break and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Our guests today are Chef Todd Erickson. He's from Haven Restaurant and Wawa Taqueria. And soon a new restaurant in Fort Myers, is it?
Yeah, it's a big one out there. Another Haven.
Wow. Okay. And Miami Herald and Miami.com food editor Evan Benn. They've been giving us food and beer tips for our Super Bowl parties. And they're both going to be hosting a tacos and beer event at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. That's February 21st. From 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ritz-Carlton South Beach. You're going to be on something else as well, Todd, aren't you, at the festival?
Yeah, on Sunday I'm going to be a part of the new and improved Grand Tasting Village. This year they've completely revamped the program and taken the food program to a whole new level. So it's still going to be a lot of wineries represented, but now a lot of the best restaurants in Miami. And on behalf of Goya, I'll be one of their signature chefs this year, so I'll be serving up some great stuff.
Todd is definitely one of the hardest working local chefs you'll see at the festival. if you spend any time there over the weekend, he's at every single event. I don't know how he does it.
And the two restaurants. That was Evan Benn speaking. Okay, it's dinner in minutes time. Today's dinner is perfect for Super Bowl Sunday. It's a 20-minute Mexican pork and bean chili. Chili is probably created in with using Mexican meat with cubed pork and fried beans and rice. For this chili, I just sauteed some onions and some pork cubes, celery, green bell pepper. It just takes about 5 minutes. And then I use some canned red kidney beans, chopped tomatoes, corn kernels, and chili powder and cumin, and it simmers 15 minutes. It's really simple, and you can make it now and freeze it. It freezes well, and then warm it up for Super Bowl. Serve it with some chopped onions, cilantro, along with some rice. And also, in today's Miami Herald, I have another dinner in minutes, great for Super Bowl. Their sliders. Buffalo sliders. I used buffalo meat, which is leaner and better in that respect. And Those are good, too. So that's in today's Miami Herald.
And you gave it a Southwestern kick with some chipotle powder, which was kind of a nod to where the Super Bowl is being played in Arizona. So that was very, very nice, Linda.
Well, thank you, Evan.
Very good column, as opposed to Fred, who called beer wimpy.
Well, let's talk to Fred for a moment. Fred, would you like to talk with us?
Defend
after,
your honor.
After that?
I think yes. I'd better, yeah. Actually, Todd and Evan have described some very tasty beer and taco pairings for Super Bowl snacking, but as we know, I'm a beer guy. So every time the Super Bowl comes around, I feel it's my duty to rant about the fact that rich, robust wine is a better match than beer for Super Bowl snacks. Now, it's been an uphill fight. A lot of football fans say wine isn't macho enough for the Super Bowl, but I reply that they should say that to Dick Butkus, the tough guy, former Chicago Bears linebacker, whose scowling face is on the label of a red wine called Legends 51. He's got his own wine.
Oh, okay.
So now that that's settled, allow me to suggest some powerful wine pairings for Super Bowl snacks. Now, we've been talking about tacos, so let's talk about some wine matches for them. Tacos are basically beef, tomatoes, and hot sauce, although they can be a lot of other things. But in any case, you want a wine that's sweet and spicy, because sweet goes with spice. It heals the palate, and something like an Australian Shiraz is exactly that kind of wine, or an Argentine Malbec. Those are great matches. But then how about salty snacks? A lot of Super Bowl fans will be eating potato chips, pretzels, tortilla chips, Cheetos, Fritos, Big Doritos. And the perfect wine is the Italian sparkling wine called Prosecco. It has, it has the scrubbing bubbles to cut through all that fat and wash away all that salt. And you want to serve it ice cold, even over the rocks sometimes. And, of course, we have the quintessential Super Bowl snack of buffalo chicken wings. Now, they have only two ingredients, which are fat and Tabasco sauce. So they need a wine that's low in alcohol and a little sweet. Now, you're going to laugh at this, but I swear the perfect match is a low-alcohol, off-dry German Riesling. Just try it. I think you'll like it. And then, finally, there's the official Super Bowl dessert. It's chewy, gooey double chocolate brownies with chocolate chips and fudge frosting. And the perfect match for this is the powerful red dessert wine called Port. This is one of the world's finest flavor combinations. Oh, and I challenge you guys to come up with a beer that goes with brownies.
A stout, an imperial stout, easy.
Okay, so Evan, do you want to defend yourself against Fred's wine?
Well,
wimpy beers?
Well, stout, you know, hearty, malty, dark stout and chocolate go together just like port and chocolate. So I would recommend Green Flash Double Stout. That's my craft beer pick of the week in Saturday's Miami Herald. It's actually a great pairing with chocolate, but also with roast meats and grilled vegetables and other things that might make an appearance on your Super Bowl table.
You know, I actually have a lot of confidence in craft beers. It's the beers you see in the commercials, the light beers where they say, I can't taste my light beer and that sort of thing. Those are the ones that I think are too wimpy for the Super Bowl.
And what's nice is that it's not obscure at this point anymore to find a good craft beer. They're on your supermarket shelves. They're kind of at every bar or restaurant you go to. So it's really easy to check things out and see what you like and what you don't.
You know, I was going to ask you, Evan, where can we buy these beers? And are these breweries that are opening up, in Wynwood and now in Doral, as you said, are they open to the public? Can we go in and taste beers there?
Yeah, most of the open breweries have tap rooms where you can go in and taste the beer and even take some home in so-called growlers. And others.
In so-called what?
They're growlers. They're big glass containers that you can transport beer in, and it stays fresh for maybe a couple of days, so you can take it with you to your Super Bowl party. But several breweries like Funky Buddha, like Concrete Beach, local breweries are on store shelves at Publix, at Winn-Dixie, so they're real easy to find.
So what happens with beer that you've put in the refrigerator and it's cooled down and all of that, and you don't use it all? Can you take it? I mean, people have said you can't take it out, you can't leave it, it goes bad. What's the deal here?
You know, as long as beer doesn't suffer severe temperature fluctuations, like super hot or freezing cold, it'll stay fine. The only things that really affect beer are exposure to light, so you don't want to have it sitting out next to the windowsill, and oxygen. So you don't want to open it and close it, then it will go bad. But in temperature, as long as it's somewhat room temperature to refrigerator temperature, it'll be fine.
Fred. You know, people are always asking that about wine, too. Yes. What can I do with leftover wine? And my reply is always, I don't know what leftover wine is.
No, but Fred, can you chill champagne, for example, and then if it's not used, take it out, put it back on the shelf, and then refrigerate it again? Or is it best just to keep it refrigerated?
Oh, that's kind of beating it up a little bit. If you put it in the fridge, I just leave it in the fridge and drink it a couple days later.
Okay.
So, and the same with beer, I suppose, right. Evan, that you would just leave it. If you're going to make it cold, just keep it cold.
That's right.
Okay. All right. And Todd, thank you so much for those tacos. They were delicious.
Indeed.
Are there any...
Thank my you, pleasure.
Tom. We only have like 30 seconds. Is there any a tip for tacos? Anything special you want to tell us about that?
You've got to eat them fast. Those tortillas, they're best when they're served hot. So don't hesitate. Dig in.
And with hot sauce.
And with hot sauce.
That'll make them really, really hot.
Really right? Hot.
Okay. Well, we've had a very tasty week. Here, Haven and Wawa Chef Todd Erickson, thank you so much for joining us and for the delicious food.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Todd.
Evan Benn, Miami Herald and Miami.com food editor. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Linda, Joe, Bonnie.
Thank you, Evan.
Great Super Bowl tips from both of you. And they're both going to be hosting the Tacos and Beer event at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival Saturday, February 25th. Fred Tasker, wine columnist, great advice, as always.
Go Hawks!
Excuse me. You know, I'm almost afraid to tell people to go Patriots because they've kind of gotten a bad rap a little lately, but, you know, whatever.
Well.
Well, anyway, just put out some Toll House cookies for your Patriot fans, okay? Along with the Samuel Adams beer.
That's it.
Right. Bonnie Berman, Joseph Cooper, you ate well today.
Indeed,
yes. Thanks, Linda.
Next week, we'll be talking with caterer extraordinaire Joy Wallace. It's her 26th anniversary. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.